Welcome once again to The Business Side, our weekly spotlight on the business community in Kentucky. I'm Alan Lytle. The 15th annual Lexington Bluegrass Area Minority Business Expo takes place this Friday in downtown Lexington. And joining me for a preview is the Expo's Marilyn Clark. Good morning, Marilyn.
Good morning, Alan. How are you?
I'm very well. 15 years. It's hard to believe, but how has the Expo grown or changed over that time?
Oh, wow. Yeah, 15 years. It's hard for me to even say that. The Expo has grown quite a bit. We started out at a very small location in Lexington that no longer exists, and we're now at the bursting at the seams at the Lexington Center. We are expecting over 500 people already. This is a few days out, and we're still getting registrations in. So we're expecting the largest crowd that we've ever had. In addition, we've done a lot of upgrades. You know, a lot of the technical things that are required for the conference. We'll have our app this year, and we're doing analytics this year, which is new for us. We have grown the Business Opportunity Exchange, which is one of our signature events during the Expo. And this is where small businesses are matched directly with corporate buyers. And so we've had some really great stories to come out of that particular event. And that's going to be in the afternoon from 2 to 4. And, of course, we have great speakers and we have great sessions. Our guest speaker for our luncheon this year is Dr. Randall Pinkett, and he is returning. He was here with us, I think, in 2009 or 2010. And then our morning speaker, Sherry Rowley, actually has some ties to Kentucky. She's a Kentucky girl, so we're glad to welcome her back home.
And give us a little bit of maybe what Randall is going to be talking about.
Well, Randall is a businessman. So we really try to invite business people back. He is an entrepreneur. He is an author. He is a motivational speaker. He's a Rhodes Scholar. And his background is in engineering and technology. His company is in New Jersey, BCT Partners. It's a multimillion dollar consulting, research, and technology firm that also does analytics for their clients. And he really enjoys speaking to students. And so we expect him to probably drop in and say a few words to our students because that's part of who he is and one of the reasons why we invited him back because he does have that love for students. And we have a youth component to the Expo. Every year we invite and underwrite the cost for 40 students to attend. And those students have their own session. They get to go to the general sessions. They get to meet the exhibitors. Sometimes they get to take pictures with some of the speakers if they have time. And so that is a really an important part of the Expo because we're building a legacy as we go. And that youth component is very, very important to us.
Now, Sherry Rowley, she bills herself as the peace activator and her speech is going to be called Live in Your Power, P-O-W-E-R. What else do we need to know about Sherry?
Sherry has worked with some really great clients. Some of her list includes Usher, TLC, Toni Braxton, Converse, NBA, TNT, and that's quite a bit. What her message is all about is about for people who are really go-getters and people in life in general, less stress, better clarity, and having a more fulfilling life. And so who doesn't need that message, right? We could all use that message every day when we get up. So that's what she's been going around the world, sharing that message with people. She's been a keynote speaker at Steve Harvey's, some of his sessions, his mentoring camp for boys, NBA Wives. So she's been around quite a bit with that particular message, and she will have a book that she's just released that will be available at the Expo.
Now, I'm looking at this itinerary, and it goes from 7 a.m. to 6 p.m., and there seems like there's something different happening almost every half hour. Talk a little bit about that.
Yes. This is our second year of having the Expo in one full, compact, robust day. And we really like it. We start in the morning at 8:30 with a welcome. We have a general session with three really experienced businesses that are going to talk about their success and what they plan to do next. Our theme this year is Look to the Future. We'll have a ribbon cutting session this year. We have about 60 exhibitors that will be on hand. A morning speaker, of course, is Sherry Raleigh at 9:30, followed by her book signing. And then our general sessions with the breakout sessions actually are at 10:45. We'll talk about how to attract, engage, and retain employees, which is really a big issue for any small business, bringing on employees and how to do that effectively. Future business trends should be very interesting, to talk about what's coming down the pike so that businesses can prepare themselves. And then our youth session is called Keeping the Vision Alive. They will be talking about social media and how to become an entrepreneur. And I would tell you that we have a lot of adults who attend the youth session. The luncheon will be great. We'll be giving out a few awards. We're not a big awards kind of conference, but we will have a few that we will give out. But Dr. Pinkett's message will be the crowning of that particular time period, followed by a book signing. And then our opportunity exchange is from 2 to 4 in the afternoon. And we have two special sessions that really are organized around attracting our construction community. We do a lot of construction in Lexington with all the building that's going on. And so Fayette County Public Schools will have a one-hour session at 2:30 to talk about upcoming buildings, around the schools, renovations, that kind of thing. And then at 4 o'clock, ACOM Hunt Construction will be talking about the convention center process, the building that will take place there, which was about is going to be about a $200 million project. The Fayette County Public Schools, the last district facility plan we did, which is done in four-year increments, that last round of construction was about $300 million. So anybody that's involved in construction really needs to come to those two sessions.
And I've seen anecdotally that a lot of people make their first contact and eventually close sales and big deals at these things.
They do. They do. This year we did a round of actual radio and TV spots with some of those people. We have a couple of companies that have talked about gaining 2 to 3 contracts as a result of their relationships that they've made at the expo. And we have one business in particular who picked up a couple of $1 million in contracts just by coming to the expo and making those initial contacts. And that's not going to be the case for everyone, but we do have some really great success stories of what happens as a benefit of coming to the expo and really applying yourself.
All right, it's Monday. Is it too late to get booth space?
You know, Monday may be a bit late. We have to close down the booth space around noon on Monday, so in order to get everything set up. But registration, general registration, will continue all the way up to walk-ups. So we will be accommodating walk-ups the day of. But it's much better if you make your plans in advance.
And you have a website to do that too, correct?
We do. It is LexingtonMBE.com.
All right. Marilyn Clark with the Lexington Bluegrass Area Minority Business Expo that's happening this Friday has been our guest on the business side. Good luck with the event.
Thank you so much, and thank you for thinking of us.